The ruling made the front page. Supreme Court strikes down prayer at football games. Justices decided 6-3 last week that a Texas school student chaplain who prayed over a loudspeaker before gridiron matches at a public school violates the Constitution, the constitutionally mandated separation of church and state. So now you might think the ruling puts an end to movements to inject more religion into public schools, that people who, for example, want to post the Ten Commandments as a part of legal history in all school hallways will read the decision, know that their plan is unconstitutional, and call it all off. But decisions by the Supreme Court are open to interpretation and, arguably, fact-specific. And just because justices decided that praying before football games is unconstitutional doesn't mean they would decide that posting the Ten Commandments as a part of legal history is. Possibly, but we don't know for sure. A good example of how people might test a ruling by the Supreme Court, tweaking the facts just a bit to see if the new tableau fits within the Constitution's bounds, is the football prayer case. Long before the current student chaplain started high school, the Supreme Court had decided that it's unconstitutional to have a member of the clergy say a prayer at a public school graduation. Justices worried that people who didn't believe would be coerced into prayer, forced to sit and listen, a captive audience at a must-attend event. State-sanctioned religion, in violation of the Establishment Clause, they ruled, it's unconstitutional to have clergy pray at a graduation. Case closed. But, knowing that ruling existed, of course, the Texas school continued its practice. Different from the case from a few years ago, because this time it wasn't a rabbi praying, but a student, one who'd been elected by the other students. Different, too, because a football game doesn't compel attendance like a graduation would. Those facts, they'd hoped, altered the scene just enough so that justices would find the practice constitutional. But we now know it didn't alter the scene enough. It's still unconstitutional, even when an elected student prays at a sporting event. But exactly what that means for plans to post the Ten Commandments or other efforts to combine religion and public schools is up for debate. And the debate is underway in Virginia, where schools in the fall will begin a moment of silence. An official for the American Civil Liberties Union, for example, told the Washington Post that last week's decision could help to overturn the moment of silence law. Virginia's attorney general, on the other hand, told the Post that he's certain the moment of silence would survive a constitutional challenge because the football prayer decision would have no effect. And already, certainly, groups are latching on to certain phrases within the opinion, that it's a narrow question the court's deciding. That the First Amendment by no means imposes a prohibition on all religious activity in our public schools. That nothing in the Constitution prohibits any public school student from voluntarily praying at any time before, during, or after the school day. We don't know exactly what those out-of-context phrases mean, or where then the court would draw the line. So the debate over religion in public schools continues this week, even though praying at a football game is unconstitutional, as of last week. I'm Amy Guida.